As Western North Carolina recovers from devastating flood damage following Hurricane Helene, election officials are scrambling to prepare for early voting. North Carolina is, of course, a key swing state that could very well decide next month's presidential election. Steve Harrison from member station WFAE in Charlotte has been covering this and joins us now. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Scott.
Early voting begins in North Carolina on October 17th, a little more than 2 weeks from today. Do state elections officials think they'll be ready?
Yeah, I mean, they're confident it will begin on time in all counties, but they can't really say what voting will look like. As of this morning, there are still 10 county elections board offices that haven't reopened. That means they can't process new registrations. They can't send out or receive mail ballots.
I mean, you have to imagine that voting sites were just overwhelmed by the flooding. How bad is the damage? Are they unusable?
Yes. Karen Brinson-Bell, the executive director of the State Board of Elections, said some of those voting sites may be impossible to reach for now, at least because of mudslides and downed trees. And in some cases, roads may be completely washed away. Brinson-Bell said the state has had experience running elections after hurricanes. After Hurricane Dorian hit North Carolina in 2019, she said the board used a tent and trailers for voting in Hyde County, which is on the coast, and that may happen again. The state hopes to know by the end of this week what voting sites can be used and which ones can't.
Early in-person voting begins on October 17th, again, about 2 weeks away. But North Carolinians are already voting by mail, right? Like, how has that been upended for people in Western North Carolina?
Yeah, the state said there are more than 37,000 mail ballots in the Helene-impacted areas that have been sent out and haven't been returned. The U.S. Postal Service is not delivering mail to many of the flooded areas, and presumably some of those ballots are lost and won't be found. I spoke with Amanda Allen, the elections director in Jackson County. It's part of the disaster area, although flooding wasn't as bad there as it was in places like Asheville and Blowing Rock. She said she and her colleagues in other counties are dealing with questions like,
I have requested an absentee ballot, but my mailbox went down the river, or I have been moved to a temporary shelter. Where should I vote? Where can my ballot be delivered to?
But if your ballot did wash away, you can request a second one and the state will void the first one. And you can still vote in person, even if you have requested a mail ballot. North Carolina is not a big vote-by-mail state. In the 2022 midterm election, for instance, only about 5% of ballots were cast by mail.
Got it. Now, let's switch gears lastly and talk about the election itself. The polls show North Carolina so close right now, just about everyone within a percentage point or two. Any sense yet how all of this might affect the outcome?
No, but we do know that a relatively small share of votes can really matter. Trump won North Carolina by just 73,000 votes 4 years ago. I looked at 15 counties in the mountains that appear most impacted by Helene. And if you tally up the results from those counties, Trump won them by a combined 57,000 votes.
Wow.
I've talked to Republicans this week who are very concerned that turnout will be significantly down in the mountains. There are going to be thousands of people who are displaced and living elsewhere. And while they can vote by mail, it's unclear if that's going to be a priority.
Steve Harrison from member station WFAE, thanks so much.
Thanks.